Vayter in Shasvir Menachos Daf Yud Gimel. Mazel for those who finished the first parak. We're now starting the second parak at the bottom of the page about a Mishnah. Yud Gimel Amar Alf says the Hilige Mishnah. We left off discussing a Mishnah that talks about if someone has, you know, the ideas of Lolishma, that a person can be Chayiv Kares or not, depending on what the situation is. We're now going to continue along these type of lines. A komitz is a mincha. Someone does kamitza on the mincha. You know, you do the komitz. You stick your hand in, you take out what you got to do. But you have intent when you're doing that. Your kavana is lechol shireu lahakter kumsa lamacher. You're going to eat the shiraim, or you're going to be makter the komitz. The kumsa, you're going to do it the next day. Modu Rabbi Yosi vazer. Rabbi Yosi be maskim to this shehu pigel lechem lev karis. That is pigel in your chayv karis. However, lahakter levonasa lamacher. If you just have in mind that you're going to be makter the levona, right, which came along with the mincha, you mark to that, that's going to be done for the next day. In such a case, then what's going to be? Comes along Rabbi Yossi and he says, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Potter, a person who does that is going to be, Pasel, the Inbo Karis. Pasel is no Karis. The Chamomim, we mean pigol v'chayav lo karis, pigol and karis. And Omer lo l'cham, continue to say to Rabbi Yossi, Mashi nezev min hazevach. Why should this be any different than a zevach? Says Rashi, Shoshokto al menas lahakter emur of lamachar pigol. Someone just shecht the thing, but having in mind to be makter the emurim the next day is going to be pigol. And over here, you're telling me that if you have in mind to be makter the vona the next day, why isn't that pigol? Omer lo, he says back, shazevach damul v'sar v'emur v'echad. When it comes to the animal, the blood, the basar, and the emurim are all considered one unit. Levona, but the levona is not. Rashi says, "Mefarshu Gemara." The Gemara is going to explain what that means on Amud Bey. Says the Gemara, "Lama li lemisna moda Rabbi Yossi bazu." When it starts off, it says Rabbi Yossi is going to be moda to a case of a mincha. The kmitza was done with having in mind to eat its shirayim or to burn its komitz the next day. That's going to be pigul and going to be karis. Why would they think any differently? For the Gemara, Mishum de kabay lemista seifa, is because I wanted to teach in the seifa the next part lahakter levona salamachar, and reference the idea of being makter levona the next day. If someone does kmitza on the mincha and he has in mind, I'm going to burn the levona on the mizbech the next day. Rabbi Yossi, I'm a pasul in bekaris, going to be pasul and there's no karis. So, that's what Mao the Tema time of Rabbi Yossi. You would have thought that maybe the reason Rabbi Yossi is saying that is because Mishum the Kosover ain't mefagla bechatzimatir. That there's no pigol by a chatzimatir. If you reisha nami, then also by the reisha also come out to be the same thing. Like just like he says, if you have a mind to do kmitza during the kmitza, you have a mind to burn the levona the next day, it's not going to do anything. So too, if you have in mind during the kmitza to burn the kmitz itself the next day, is not going to do anything because he intends to burn only part of the matir after its man. That's what you have to say. He's going to be moded to that. Beep. Turn the page. Gimel Beis. Kamash Malan. De beha moda. That in this case he's going to be moda. That this actually is going to be pigel. Now, we saw in the Mishnah, if somebody does kmitza on a mincha, he has in mind, his kavana is when he's doing, he's going to burn the levona the next day. Rabbi Yossi, Omer, pasul ve'imbo karis. That's pasul, no karis. Omer, shalkash. Omer, hoya, Rabbi Yossi. Ein matir mefagalos ab matir. Rabbi Yossi used to say that one matir can't make pigol in another matir, right? So that means to say, if while you're doing the avoda of one matir, you have in mind to offer another the other matir on the mizbeach outside of its time, there's no pigol there. So intent about the lavona during an avod about the lavona during the avoda with the komitz does not make this thing into pigol. That's what's happening here. Says Rashi, ein avodas, third line, ein avodas matir ze kigon komitz. Remember, we're talking about the guys that had that mind during komitz. Moel safaka matir acher lavona b'machshava shu machshava. He's thinking about one thing during the avodah of a different. And also we say, this by the two spoonfuls of levona by the lechem apanim. She'ein matir mefagel zamatir, that one matir can't make pigel on another. So if let's say, while burning one of the bezichin on the mizbech, the kohen intended to burn the other one the next day, there's no pigol over there because one matir is not connected necessarily in this context to the other matir. My vechina to omer, like why do you have to come on to this idea? And also we know this by the bezichin levona, lachem upon him that a matir is not mafagamatir. We say matir is not mafagamatir, should apply there also. So why are you saying that? Maybe you would have come to think the time of Rabbi Yosef Lilvona, it's only by Lilvona that he would say the Matzah Sang B'Fag HaMatah Mishum Delav Mina De Mincha, because it's not the Min of the Mincha itself, right? Rashi says the Zu Solas V'Zu Lilvona, because one of them is flour and one of them is frankincense, right? These are two separate Zachin. Aval B'Shnei B'Zichei Lilvona, but in reference to two spoons of the Lilvona, which are the same thing, right? The Mina Da Dadin Ninu, they're two spoonfuls of the same thing, ema mefagli adadi. Let's say they actually can impact or affect pigle one on the other. Kamash Malan, therefore, is coming to teach you that his din applies even in the case of the two spoonfuls of levon of lechem upon him, that one matter cannot mefagle another matter, even if it's the same stuff. Says Gavar, mi matzis amr taimed Rabbi Yossi b'levon alav mishum d'alav mina d'mincha hi. You want to tell me that's not the reason, Rabbi Yossi? Seemingly, that is exactly the reason, because of the fact that it's not its own min. That's why it's not able to be mefagel over here, right? V'alkatani seifa, where we know in the Mishnah at the end it says, "Amrulo mashe mashintam in azevach." They said to Rabbi Yossi, "Chum said to him, what's the difference in the case of the mincha? The kmitza was done with intent to burn the levon the next day, and the animal one, right? The next day, why would it be? Why is the animal one pigel, one who eats if it's going to be chayv karis? It should be the same thing." Amar lahem, said back, "No, azevach damu b'sarve." It's all considered one unit. The Lavona ain't a mincha. It was not part of the mincha. So it seems to be saying that the Lavona is a different kind than the rest of the mincha. So we see that Yossi does base his shtick on that particular thing. And really, maybe by the Lavona, the two bezichin, it should actually be that it is able to be mefagelet. Right? Seemingly, that's what would come from that concept, right? No, mincha. No, what does it mean? It's not part of the mincha. Ain't a be'ikuv mincha. It means levona is not gonna subject to the din of being held back with the rest of the mincha until the kometz is burned on the mizbech. The lav ki hechid ma'akiv luhu kometz l'shirayim. We don't say that just like the kometz holds back the shirayim of the mincha. As long as the kometz is not burned on the mizbech, then the shrine can't be eaten. So too, the kometz holds back the lavona. As long as the kometz wasn't burned on the mizbech, the lavona can't be burned on it. We don't say that. If you want, the coin can burn the kometz first. If you want, it can burn the lavona first. So what it means is, right over here, is that the kometz is not a matir for the lavona. The kometz and the lavona are each independent matirs for the shirayim of the carbon, which can't be eaten until both of them are burnt in his bath. So Yossi is saying that intent, if you have a kavana about the lavona during that of the kometz, that's not going to do pigle. And the same also would apply to the two spoonfuls of lavona. Each of them is independent matir for the lechem upon him. Even if it's the same min, it's not going to mess over the other ones. The rabbanan, obviously they argue with Rabbi Yossi. They explain, when is it true that we say this din? Ki amrinan ein matir, befagos matir. When do we say one matir is not going to befag another? Hani mili hechid lo ikavu bechad mana. It's only where the two matirs were not established as a single carbon by being put in one kli, by being one kli shar. So as she says, kigon gabi kifse atzeres, the modu rabbanim b'sefer d'masisin shachad echad min akvasim lechem mechaver l'machar shneim ksherim the shneim matir in esalechem hasam vade amar ein matir mefagel esamatir. Right, so we say ani mil hechad loikvu b'chad mana aval hechad the ikavu b'chad mana. In the case of the two matirs, were establishes a single carbon by being put in one klisaris, like you find of the kometz and the levana, because remember that's in one kli. Then kechad dami, they're considered like they're one unit, and therefore, if you think outside of his time of one matir during the avodah involving the other one, it will affect pigle. So if you have a mind during the kometz for something you're going to do with the levona, or vice versa, it actually will cause pigle as opposed to Rabbi Yossi. Amar Rabbi Yanai likut levona bizar pasul. The gathering of the Lavona, if it's done by a non-kohen, done by a Zar, then it's going to be possible. That's just Likut Lavona, the La'achar Ketaris HaKometz. After their Makhtir, they burn the Kometz, the Kemitza, Hayim Malakit, the Lavona, Me'ala Solos Makhtir, they would go and they'd gather up the Lavona that was over there and they would go and be Makhtir. It's something that's done by a non-kohen, it's a problem. My time. Why would that be? I'm Rabbi Yirmiyahu Mishum Holacha Naguba. They touched upon the din of Holacha in reference to this particular idea, right? As she says, Shezesha Likta Venasa Lakoin Miat Behiluch Hakoin Rolechas Achas Mina Avodas. This is like a little bit of Holacha, and that's one of the Avodas. Nobody can have an Ankoin do it. Kasavar Holacha Shaloba Regal Shma Holacha. Rihanna holds that conveying something not by foot is considered conveying, right? We had this discussion actually when we were learning Zvachim in the beginning of Daf Yudalit about whether or not that's considered halacha, we just without walking. So we say here clearly saying that that is considered a problem. Halacha bazar psula and halacha bazar is going to be a problem. So if a zar goes and does halacha tilvona towards the mizbech by gathering with his hand and passing it to the coin, it's going to be problematic. Amar Rabbi Mar, Yafan and Abitamina. We also have a mishnah that backs us up. Zeh klal kolah koins and nosim mekliv. Anyone who does kamitza, or he puts into a clear, he does molich or aktara. Molich means he walks it. It's aktara, where we see over here clearly that this is going to be can cause a pickle. Must be because each one of these is considered to the same the voters of the dam, and therefore there's pickle takes effect. Mishlam akome tainu shochet. Now we see what each one is compared to before of shochet, kabbalah, holacha, and Zrika. Bishlam akometai nishochet. The kamitza is a shchita. Molech nami ayin molech. Makter ayin zorek. When you makter it, when you go and you burn it, that's zorek. Ela nosim bekli, maka avir. What a vote is being done that makes it, that's going to be pigal. Ilem mishum the dami lekabbalah. If you want to say it's similar to Kabbalah, midami, can you compare it? Hasim and mele, there the blood goes in on its own. It splits into the kli. Hacha kashaka lirami. Here you take to the kamitz, right? He takes the garments and places the kli, places it in the kli with his hand. Elamishum the kivin the lo sagi lay the lo avidla. It must be because since it's not enough if he doesn't do this by this idea of putting the garments in the kli. Avodah chashuva, he must be considered avodah chashuva. We equate it to be similar to the idea of Kabbalah. So Hachanami here too, we're going to see when you're gathering the Lovona, since it's not okay not to do it, Avodah Chashuva, he is considered Avodah Chashuva, it's considered like it is Halacha. Since it's got to be done by a coin, Halacha has been by a coin, so then if a Zayah goes and gathers it, it's going to be a problem, it's going to be possible. Says Gemara, lo, not true. The reason a coin can make pigle while putting comates in a kli is not because of the fact that he has to do it. As to it makes it an avodah chashuva. Le'olam the dami lekabbalah. Really, the reason is because when you put the kumis in the kli is similar to Kabbalah. The kakashi lachosam amelach gashaka rami. We say, well, how can you compare one that comes in mamela, squirts into the home, and you go in your place over there? Mechti, here's the bottom line. Tarayu kedushas kliu. Since both of these are being muktash. In this kli, mali mamela mali kashaka rami. What does it make a difference if mamela or you pick it up and you put it over there? The bottom line, that's considered like a like Kabbalah. But with the Lavona, that's not similar to the Mizbeach or to that was all everything which says about Kamitza. But what about the Lavona? That's not considered, that's not something which is similar to bringing to the Mizbeach or to any one of the Avodas. Therefore, that's not something that's necessarily considered an Avoda, and it could be good on even some by an own coin. The Lomaisa, though, we didn't knock off the original din over there, and that was just the Raya he brought it. But if Yana's din itself, that the Loch is going, is that a nine coin, the Gaz of Lavona is going to become Puzzle, that still stands. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here and wish you all a great, great day.